Welcome everybody to another exciting episode of Legends in the Dark, where death is only the beginning. My name is Jay.
I'm Leslie.
How are you doing today, Leslie?
Just realized that you just did something from The Mummy. Like, did you see me look up from my phone? Like, that's from The Mummy.
No, it's totally original. I came up with that just myself. Words.
Really? You should totally write movie scripts.
I should. I think I'm going to write about some guy who's been dead for a long time, comes back to life all of a sudden and wreaks havoc in ancient, in, you know, 1920s era Egypt.
You know, if you make a romantic comedy like that or have a love interest.
I'm thinking Rachel Weisz would be great in it.
Oh, she'd be good in it. Mm. Yeah, I could see it. See her. That's it. Does she have a brother? Because, you know, her brother needs to be like this, you know,
some funny English. Foppish, yeah. British guy, kind of sleazy.
But in a boyish, like, lovable kind of way. Like, oh, we all have a family member like that. You know, who get us dragged into, you know, decades, thousand-year-old curses.
I think the lead guy should be American to kind of offset their Britishness.
Yeah, like, you know, British stock, you know, versus, you know, American.
American stick-to-itiveness or whatever.
Who are you thinking?
Somebody who starts with a B, I think.
Obviously. Hey, you know, there's that guy from, you know, Encino Man.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything in a while, right?
Yeah. Brendan Fraser, I think. Yeah, I think he could be good.
Seems like a good kid.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got an idea for a movie now.
All right, no, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Saturday. Mm-hmm. No work is always good. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on these drums all day.
You don't have drums.
I don't. But my pad and paper can be drums if I imagine hard enough. The power of imagination.
That's so funny.
I know.
I had like a sarcastic remark, but then I thought better of it and I didn't want to say anything. So, just going to...
You were right to think that.
So, week's been good. My week's been good. Salary's good. So I'll apologize right now. My husband's kind of working on the house. So if we hear any bangs or curses or nails dropping, I think that would be funny if that picked up on the microphone.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, he just dropped. I could tell he dropped some screws. So we had a door break. So we had to put, all three of us had to put up a door before we started recording. Thanks for your help, by the way, Jay.
I handed him a pencil.
You did a lot. You held up the door. Don't act like you didn't do anything.
Yeah, I did. So, okay.
Can't really be modest. Doesn't really become you.
No. Modesty is a stinky cologne, Jay.
So, who's going first this week?
I think you are. Because I think I did last one.
Oh, that's right. I did. You did, the Silent Hill City, and I did the Notre Dame Ghosts. So.
That's right. Hey, wait. What did we agree on?
Oh, Notre Dame.
Thank you. I do have French in my family history. I cannot abide by that.
Well, this week I'm heading to Florida.
Florida.
I should have told you I was heading to Switzerland.
Would that have been significant somehow?
Because we're going to Switzerland, Florida. Tell a jolly joke. Okay.
Let's live crazy and dangerous.
Okay, so this week I'm going to tell you about the legend of the Greenbrier Road mystery lights.
Ooh.
It's actually pretty interesting. So this is one of those legends, and I think most states have them. I think there's some in Missouri. I think Canada has some stories. Texas definitely has some stories. And I found out that there's actually some recorded urban legend ghost lights near us. Because it was funny, because when I was reading about ghost lights, they're like, and also in two, and how they did it, it was TU-LARE. And I'm all like, oh, what's Tulare? I'm like, California. And I'm like, oh, they mean Tulare. So I guess there is a ghost lights on in California. So we should totally check those out.
You should.
That would be fun.
We're going live, people.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun if we did like a recorded, what is it called? A recorded event instead of a regular podcast. We'll do a little mini episode of us going to investigate something.
If we're looking at like freaky lights and stuff, would it be, do you think it would be like a big issue if we played like the X-Files theme song or something?
Since it's copyrighted, we'll probably have to change it, you know, put some.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, now that's too much.
Hey, you could put, I think you could legally put like about like 10 seconds or something on before they say no.
Before they say no.
Not to mention the fact that like the show's been over for like what, like a decade or two now?
Yeah, but it came back.
Briefly.
Briefly. Still counts though with copyright.
I think they made it more of a comedy than anything else when they brought it back.
I never
watched the newer ones.
I just watched like one or two episodes of the newer ones. One was really funny. It had what's his name? He's New Zealand. Oh.
Peter Jackson?
No. Reese Darby, I think his name is.
Wow, I wouldn't have gotten that.
No, he's the one who's in What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, okay.
He plays a werewolf. What are we? We're werewolves, not swearwolves. Okay, your laugh today is just sounding like so robotic that I think you're sarcastic.
Could be.
But no, so he was in an episode of X-Files, and that was really funny because it was like a reverse werewolf. Because it was supposed to be like he was a monster and he gets bitten by a human, so then he turns into a human. And he's so funny because he was just all like, I'm sorry, I just have this need now to go out and get a job. And and it was just like this whole thing. Like it was really funny. And it's one of the episodes I watched last season.
Is that show out yet?
That it was on Hulu. But that was last season. And then they did like half a season. And then I guess they did a full season. But I never watched the full season.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So I was really trying hard not to do a tangent this week.
It's not going to happen.
I know. Okay, so the Greenbrier Lights is near Jacksonville, Florida, in a town called Switzerland. There is a road named Greenbrier. One legend has the road being home to a ghost light. It said a man riding his motorcycle would drag race up and down this road. So the legend has it that one night the man either lost control and crashed into a foam pole and died that way, or other accounts have the man running into the phone pole, but getting his head cut off with the phone line or the cable or some kind of wire. It doesn't really explain, like, I'm thinking the phone wires, I mean, unless they're different in Florida, but ours are, like, really high up. So yeah. I don't know what he would be cutting his head off with. So maybe it was, like, a fence or something?
Could be.
Or the legend is BS. But I'm just saying, this is why you can't tell me certain legends, because I, like, his head got cut off by a phone pole wire. I'd be like, how tall is this dude? Like, I don't know. But the legend has it, so there was a guy on a motorcycle, and he crashed and died. Over the years, the legend persisted, and now is said that a single light follows motorists on the road. So I got this account from, there's a couple of accounts, a couple of stories that I got from Weird USA, I think it's weirdusa.com. I think they have like books out, and they have each state, and they have, their website is really interesting because it talks about different legends, and I think they actually go and try to visit the legends and try to dispute them and talk about them. So it's a really interesting site, so I enjoyed it. And this is where I got the accounts. The first one is, the single light follows cars, and when the cars slow down, the light behind them suddenly disappears. Or it disappears and then comes brake lights on right in front of you. So basically you're driving along, you look in your mirror, you see one single light, like a motorcycle light, and it will follow you, and then all of a sudden it'll blink out, and when you look in front of you, there's one single red brake light. So it's almost like someone went past you, but no one passed you, and you can never catch up to either lights. Or like, you can never slow down enough for this light to catch up to you, and you can never catch up to the other light.
Even in the supernatural world, they just have to try to pass you, don't they?
You're right. Going too slow. Other accounts says the light latches onto the car, basically piggybacking until it disappears. So I'm thinking that it actually gets up almost onto you, and there's just this bright light. And I've heard of other accounts, I think it was more in New Jersey, where there's like a ghost truck that's supposed to follow you, and it just gets so close to you, the lights fill up your whole window and your rearview mirrors that you can't see back clearly. So that's when I'm reading about it piggybacking on you, that's what I'm thinking that it means. And then other accounts, though, make it sound like it's the lights actually traveling on your car, like you're just seeing this big orb of light. So I'm not quite sure what they mean, but from what I was reading, that's what the account is, that it, quote, piggybacks on you. One story comes from Todd M., who gave his account on Weird USA. It says, a few years ago, I went to see Greenbrier Road at night with my friends. We had heard stories about the light that people see, and we wanted to see it. We drove up and down the road for like 40 minutes, trying to see something, but never saw anything until we got ready to leave. My friend Tom was driving, and he looked in the rearview mirror and said, "What is that?" We looked behind us, and there was a headlight of a motorcycle coming up fast. We slowed down a little and thought that the biker would pass us. But then, just as it got right behind us, about 100 feet, the light went out. There was no motorcycle or anything. We turned around and went back, but didn't see anything. I really think we saw a ghost bike of that guy that was killed on his motorcycle on that road. Unquote. In 1987, scientists and the police investigated the reports, and no explanation for the light was ever found. And, like, when you go online, and I think even on that Weird USA, they had suggestions of, like, it could have been, because now I guess the road, like, people say, oh, it's a dirt road, and it's so in rural part of this kind of county and stuff. And I guess when people go, it's on a paved road, it's, like, 3 miles long, it's not that long, it sounds like, and there's actually an airport nearby. So some people are thinking, well, maybe they're just seeing lights from the airport, and others are thinking, well, maybe, you know, it's lights off a far-off farmhouse or things that could be explained. So,
well, people always want to go with those easily explained options.
Well, a lot of times with lights, I can get it because it's so easy to, well, especially if you're somewhere really dark. But nowadays, you're in a car, you have radio, you have, like, all the lights, you have your phone, yeah. You have, like, it's just, you're surrounded by lights that I think sometimes it's easy to see certain lights and be like, what is that? And your brain is so used to already seeing lights that you're surrounding yourself with that almost is like matrixing, where it's trying to figure out like what it is. Like, oh, it's just a car light. Oh, it's just this type of light.
Like, wait, weird, mysterious light chasing us? Wait, no. Stroke. I'm having a stroke. That's what's going on. Okay, we're good.
Oh, but you know who I did send this to? Because I think he does a lot of Florida stuff, is Franco TV. So hopefully maybe I message him on Instagram that he should totally do a video out there.
Hey,
I don't know how far off he is. So, hey, hopefully, fingers crossed, maybe he'll do it.
You can't see, but I'm crossing my fingers.
Oh, me too. I like how we keep forgetting that this is an audio medium.
Nobody can see us, Leslie. That's how radio works.
You mean podcast?
That too.
So anyway, that is the legend of Greenbrier Road.
Nice.
And thank you for Weird USA for having a great website. I'm definitely going to be buying one of your books. I think I want to get the California one because it's been a while since we've done a California. I have a really good idea for a San Francisco one.
Ghost Cop?
Ghost Cop? I haven't seen you in so long.
Like, you know how fast you were going there, miss.
What happens if Ghost Cop is on a motorcycle? Look at that. Two legends meeting.
We all know.
West and East Coast.
Ghost Cop drives around in an old 1940s style, you know, cop car.
With the red light on the side?
Yes. Don't they have the little...
No, I think the 40s cars used to have the light, you know, you put the light on the outside, right?
Oh, was it?
Or on the dash? I don't know.
I don't remember.
All my experience with cops is whatever I see on TV. Of cop cars. Because now when you say 1940s, all I'm thinking is 1950s Andy Griffith show with the big bulb on the top.
Do do do
Okay, you just want the strike. Okay, well, okay. That's it for me. So where are you taking me tonight?
Well, Leslie, I feel like you'll find this very interesting since you've been here before. Well, not here, but you were in the country this place exists in. Let me ask you and our faithful listeners, have anybody ever heard of or been to a place where you could almost feel the darkness and evil that had almost seeped into the land itself?
I actually think that there are many places like that. Off the top of my head, Gettysburg.
Blood soaked.
Just so much. Like, if you ever, that's one of the places I've been. I went when I was younger, that you could just feel it. Mm-hmm. I haven't been since, you know, this was mid-90s, late 90s, so I don't know how it is now, but it's one of those places where you could just feel the history.
The place I'm taking us to has hundreds and hundreds of years of death and bloodshed.
Ooh.
Oozed into the very fabric of the land itself. I take you now to Povelia, Island of the Inflicted.
The one in Italy.
Yes.
Yep, I've been to Italy. I was really close to that island. We were in Venice, and I think I mentioned my other episode that when I did the cemetery one, that my husband and I did visit some of the islands, but visitors aren't allowed on that island.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
Looked reading about this place is creepy AF.
Oh my gosh, you know what's funny too about that is, well, you're going to mention it, so never mind.
So.
Because they do have brochures and everything about the island, because they kind of talk about.
It really takes the mystique away from it, though. It's like, oh, here's a brochure about the island. Like,
okay. Well, I shouldn't say brochure, it's travel guides. Is
that too, reading. Either way. It's a pamphlet of paper. Really just, either way. Probably going to get myself mad now.
Okay, well, I'm going to be quiet because I really actually enjoy this story, so go ahead.
So, Povelia, located in northern Italy, is in the Venetian lagoons. There are currently no owners, and entry to the island is strictly forbidden, only visited to harvest vineyards. Even fishermen don't venture into the island waters for fear of catching human bones in their nets.
Yep. Yep, this sounds like a place where you don't want to visit.
So the tragic history of this island began during the Roman era. Povelia was used as a dumping ground for plague victims in order to isolate them from the general population. So they were all, you know, warm and fuzzy. Just get rid of you guys and keep you from screwing up the rest of us, right? Later served the same purpose during the period of the Black Death, which occurred twice. Once in 1348 and again in 1630, because they just could not keep this stuff away from them, which, as most people know, was one of the most devastating pandemics in human history.
And if I remember correctly, Venice was, because it was a port city and people just came from everywhere, it just kept getting hit and hit.
They lost like 50% of their population to that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The dead were dumped into large pits on the island and burned. In a state of panic, if anybody in the population showed even the slightest signs of illness, they were literally like dragged from their homes to the island and burned alive.
Wait, burned alive? Burned... I thought they were just quarantined.
Oh no, they would kill them. Say so there's. Burned alive.
You do not want to have allergies during that time. Holy crap. I didn't know that.
The legend says that over 160,000 people burned during this period. And it's not a large island either. That's 160,000 dead people.
Oh, man.
Even now, to this day, the soil of the island, along with the charred remains of bodies, creates a thick layer of sticky ash that covers the entire island. Sticky ash.
I know, I'm just imagining it. Like, I mean, we had, in California a couple years ago, we had some really bad wildfires. I mean, like, every summer we have bad wildfires. But that one year where it was just ash raining down on us, I can't imagine that, like, even trying to walk through that.
Well, and that, and the difference between that is that that was, you know, just ash from a forest fire, not ash from burning human bodies.
Man.
So, really big difference there. On a little side note, Napoleon, his military campaign actually relied on the island's ghostly legends and defendable position to protect stores of gunpowder and weapons, you know, when he was trying to take over the world.
Basically.
Let's see. In 1922, actually it's either late 1800s or 1922, I had two different sources that had two different dates, so I just kind of went with one.
Okay.
They also would say, like, early 20th century, too, so I was like...
So kind of like probably 1882, 1920, somewhere around that time.
Between there. So, in that time, the area's mentally ill resided in an asylum that was built in Povelia, which nobody was surprised about, apparently.
That's creepy.
The asylum was poorly constructed, mostly using already existing structures on the island, which, as we know... been around for about a few hundred years already.
Can't be in great shape.
Not at all. No. It was used more as a place of exile rather than rehabilitation, which we know most asylums were basically doing that in the first place, no matter where you went. They just kind of was like, oh, you're crazy, or you have some sort of mental illness.
Or you're sick.
Yeah. Or old.
Yeah, we're going to ship you off.
Toss you into this cell and nobody will ever see you again. At their behest, also, because that's kind of the whole point.
I know, it creeps me out with the old stories. Was it in England where, like, you could pay to go walk through and go through the asylum? I was like, oh, man, how awful.
It's dark.
It's dark. Yeah. It's a dark stories.
So, reports of widespread abuse and heinous experiments began to flow back to the mainland from these asylums. One particular legend tells of a particularly demented doctor who believed lobotomies were the best way to treat and cure mental illness. He performed on numerous patients, usually against their will. When I say usually, I'm going to just kind of assume as most likely all the time, because they're mentally ill. I mean, pretty sure they don't want anything that's being done to them anyways. He used hammers, chisels, and drills with absolutely no anesthetic or concern for sanitation.
I saw
some of the sketches that people had done about around that time.
Oh, no.
It was not pretty. People with holes in their heads.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the darkest experiments were saved for special patients, and these were performed in the hospital's bell tower. It's not even in, like, the actual hospital. He took people to the bell tower and did something to them.
Like an actual bell tower? Like,
yeah, they have, like, a bell tower in the hospital.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, sometimes when people... I don't know, maybe it's a tower that's just named after Dr. Bell. But no, an actual bell tower where there is...
a tower with a bell in it, yeah.
That's a weird place to do that.
It really is.
Like, well, no, seriously, when you think about it, it's... I don't know. I'm not really... hear many good stories with bell towers, I'm just saying.
But karma will always come back and bite you in the ass in the end, because according to the legend, the doctor began suffering his own mental torture and was pursued by the island's multitude of ghosts. He finally lost his mind and climbed to the top of the bell tower and flung himself to his death. However, the fall didn't actually kill him.
Oh, shoot.
Based on... quote-unquote eyewitness testimony but from a nurse who worked there at the time, that the initial fall did not kill him. However, a ghostly mist rose up from the ground, overcame his body, and choked him to death. They say that his spirit still resides on the island to this day, in the bell tower from which he can never move.
So creepy.
Another part of that is, I actually have it written down a little bit further, but I'll just go ahead and throw it so I don't have to backtrack on myself here, is that on a very quiet night, you can still hear the doctor ringing the bell tower.
So there, I know just from going to Venice and learning about it, there's no occupants on the island. Mm-hmm. No one visits it.
The only people who visit...
I mean, Italy doesn't even let... The government doesn't even let anyone go to the island.
Yeah, the only people who can get in are thrill-seeker people who get in are on there illegally.
Right, so basically on quiet nights, you could hear this bell. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't know that when we went to Italy, because I would be sitting there freaking out every time I hear a bell. Right. I'd be like, is that... Of course, I would tell Chris, is that the bell? He's like, no, that's the other bell.
The bells. So many believe that hundreds of thousands of tormented souls are still trapped on Pavelia. People who, quote-unquote, visit there feel a sense of sorrow and suffering just permeating from the island. It is said that you can actually hear screams from all the tortured souls that used to reside there.
I would not put it past it, because when you're out there, it's quiet. There's no cars, there's no nothing. I've said that before. Even if you take a boat and turn off the engine and everything, it's still, and you hear the water lapping, but you'll hear quiet. To hear, like, all of a sudden screams, oh, jeez. Yeah, that's so creepy.
That would have me running, like, heading home real quick.
Yeah, like I told you, we went to that cemetery, and we went in the middle of the day, and it was creepy as heck. I cannot imagine on this, like, island that's basically abandoned because it's where people were tortured and just a lot of ugliness happened. Oh, man, when you said at the beginning of the story where it's like, oh, where, like, basically blood is soaked into the ground, you were not kidding. Mm-hmm.
As I already said, like, I mean... As you said, nobody's allowed on this island, legally. So, but people still find their way on there. But anybody who has gone to this island has come back shaken.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm going to wait until the end. I don't want to step on your story.
So any visitors report experiencing a sensation of being watched. Others report scratches or being pushed by unseen forces. Some entities have been reported to push visitors into walls or chase them down corridors. Now imagine, like, running around in the dark corridors of a, you know, abandoned insane asylum and feeling something chasing you. Also there have been reports from visitors of shadows on walls moving with them. So, you know, shadow people.
Oh, so good. I'm sorry. I love the story. It's so creepy. It's good. Tell me more.
So we go back to the human remains aspect of the story. So charred human bones still wash up on Povelia's shores centuries or whatever after, like, the burnings and everything like that. There's still stuff washing up. Remains, people, they've found mass graves, huge mass graves, like these gigantic pits with just innumerable amounts of skeletons just sitting in them.
So sad. It's so creepy and so sad at the same time.
And I'll leave us on yet another pot, like another high note here. So, a curiosity thrill seeker who went to Pavelia with a group of friends, again, illegally, upon entering the abandoned mental hospital, the tourists reported a heavy sense of dread descend around them, followed by a deep voice that warned, "Leave immediately and do not return."
Yep. I can imagine it.
I would obey them. Honestly. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, no problem, I can't get out of here fast enough.
I don't know if you saw it in your research. I don't remember, but I remember Chris and I actually heard about this story after we left Italy, and we even talked about, like, was a good thing that we didn't know about it, because knowing me, I'd be all like, you sure we can't get on that island? I just want to check it out. Because, it's just, all people say is, oh, it's a haunted island. No one goes there. But when you learn the sad history, you're like, oh, yeah, I don't want to go there. But I heard that it was a couple years ago, or maybe, like, at least within the last 10 years, the Italian government was trying to make some money and I think try to sell the island. And they were going to build a hotel on it.
They tried.
Yeah.
And then almost as soon as it started, the workers just stopped.
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't say why.
You know, I don't think I would want to work in construction just for the fact that how many stories have we read and talked about where, like, there was the Black Hole Pour where the construction workers were basically like, yeah, okay, there's some weird things happening. I know the story of the Omen House down south. I guess that happened. You know, now this hotel, it's like, yep. Nope. If I'm a construction worker and this place is haunted, I'm out.
Because that's a big thing. I mean, the entire island is basically a grave.
Yeah, no, it's so sad because it's one of those places, especially when you were talking about mass graves. It's like, you know, that is so sad. You should basically be, the island should be respected and not, like, used as a... I first heard about it, I thought it was just a few places. Like, kind of like Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. But when you really dig into the history of it, it's so sad. I mean, you
think of it, just from the bubonic plague period alone, 160,000 people lost their lives there.
Well, and it's crazy because it'd be one thing if it... I mean, I shouldn't say it'd be one thing, but it's kind of those things where it's like, okay, well, they were quarantined, they had this plague, it's what they had to do. But when they said, oh, it was anyone who they just
even, they,
like, sneezed and they were getting
there were people there. Who actually got pulled up who actually didn't even have symptoms.
Exactly.
They just happened to be in the same household or something like that. You know, like they would say, nope, we can't take chances.
Yeah, and so just, it's kind of like, reminds me of like the Salem witch trials of our country. It's kind of like, oh, you're a witch. It's like, oh, you're sick, get in the boat. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going.
You're going to Povelia. Like, no, Povelia.
Oh, good story, man.
Very good story. I like
that. I love that story with the creepiness of it. Like, can you just imagine, like, I know, okay, I'm going to go on YouTube, and I'm sure someone recorded going there, because before it was not allowed to go there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure people, I mean, I remember hearing the reports about people exploring there, because they were trying to sell it. So people were like, oh, I could put a hotel here, and the Carnival Cruises will come.
Don't tell anybody about the history of the place, because they'll be like, nope.
Well, how many places have you gone into, and you don't know the history, and,
Next thing you know, you got crap flying at you from the walls and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, which reminds me, I totally forgot to tell you, but I want to make sure, so that was a good story. Are we all done?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to seem like I was stepping on your story, so. So I was sharing on Facebook, you know, hey, you know, new episode out, new this, that. And I started sharing it on my personal Facebook. And so I have a friend named Will who was like, he had said something about the new Joker trailer. And I had responded back like, oh yeah, it looks pretty good. Have you seen the Joker trailer with Joaquin Phoenix? It looks awesome, right? Okay, kind of quiet over there.
No, it looked good.
Okay, I thought you were doing that whole, if I have nothing nice to say, I'm not going to say nothing at all.
It looks good. What I'm trying, and maybe if when they, you know, start releasing more trailers closer to when it kind of get more of a sense of what the movie's really going to be about.
Well,
I know it's like his origin story, quote, technically.
Well, it's going to be one of those where he's not even the Joker, how we know him,
mm-hmm.
until probably the last, like, 20, 30 minutes tops.
Yeah, and that's my thing. Is like, where is this Joker, or if this Joker going to fit into the larger cinematic universe, or is he, this is just his, like, a standalone film that has nothing to do with anything else? It's just like, this is Joker.
Did you see that meme on Facebook yet? If I find it, I should put it on our Legends of the Dark Instagram and Facebook. It was really good because it has all the Jokers, and then it has, like, everything with the Joker was on. Was, like, the first one, like, the Batman Joker was, like, I think it was, like, said marijuana or something, I forget. Then the second one was, like, Jack Nicholson, and
he was
on cocaine.
Cocaine. Heath Ledger was
I can't remember. Something. Heroin.
Yeah.
Then it said,
Jared Leto
was on,
like,
meth. And then it has Joaquin Phoenix, and it said, 40-hour work week.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it had the picture of him just kind of looking like so out of it, like you had a 40-hour work week.
Basically. I like, there was one I saw where it was Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. He was sitting down on the table, and he had Heath Ledger's Joker behind him, like, kind of had his arm around him. He's like, go get him, brother.
Oh, man. But, yeah, why was I on this subject?
I don't know. You were saying about Joker, and Will said something to you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, my friend Will, he posted, and I just said something like, yeah, it looks good. And he said, oh, I heard you have a podcast now. I'll have to check it out. I said, yeah, you know, the early episodes are hard because we had a different mic and blah, blah, blah. And he must have been checking out because he responded back about the Vendo company. And I said, oh my gosh, can I share this on the podcast? And he said, sure. So here's what he shared. He says, by the way, Vendo isn't haunted. My Boy Scout troop met in the old building on their property that used to be a Japanese internment camp building. I spent thousands of hours in and around that property, including climbing the old water tower. So, hey, we have some firsthand and knowledge and experience. But I just want to say, what Boy Scout troop is going to the Vendo company?
What merit badge you going for on that?
Obviously, water tower climbing.
Ghost hunting.
He never got the badge because he never said he ran into any of the ghosts.
Well,
does not say that he spent thousands of hours in the building, but doesn't say he went to the bathroom. No, okay.
You didn't find the Japanese woman sitting on the bench with half her face missing?
I know, that is such a creepy story. Sometimes when I want to pass by it, we should totally do that, pass by it and just record our, like...
My thing is, like, you're a ghost. Fix your face.
Why was it they can't?
Why couldn't they? They're literally, now they're just made of energy at this point. They're not like a physical being. They should just be able to be like, oh.
What happens if it's one of those, what are they called when it's just replaying life, a certain amount of life over and over?
Echo?
It's not an echo. I can't think of the name. Oh my gosh. Every single ghost hunting, people who are listening are yelling at their podcast right now.
Class 4 full...
Did she say class 4 full body?
Vapor?
Right, no.
Get him, Ray!
No, it's something else. I can't think of it right now. But it's basically when it's the same scene playing itself over and over. So you basically... Is it residual?
Yeah. I think it's something like that.
It's basically where it just plays it over and over. And I'm thinking like...
Loop.
Yeah. So, maybe something like that.
Break out of the loop.
Anyway, I guess we should end this and take it home.
So who are we doing a shout out to this week?
You know what? We've gotten so many new listeners that I'm not sure who we should do. We have so many in the world. Do you want me? I'll let you do it this week.
All right, let me see.
Here's the full list.
Let's see my list.
Shout out to some of our special listeners.
Holy crap, we did get a lot on, didn't we? Oh, you know what? Let's do one of the new ones here. We're going to give a shout out to Zimbabwe, Africa.
I know, how crazy is that?
That is pretty awesome. So yeah. Shout out to you guys in Zimbabwe. Thank you for listening and thank you for the support.
That's pretty awesome. So again, if you guys want to contact us, tell us your own legends, tell us about any experiences that you may have had at any of the places, like my friend Will had at the Vendo Company, you can email us at podcastlegends@gmail.com, or I'm on, we're on Instagram, but I'm the one that controls it, at Legends in the Dark, or we're on Facebook.
Which now you also control also, so you can
pretty much... You have...
I have...
Okay, you know what? I feel
bad.
I have the
first Facebook account, which nobody really seems to go to.
Yeah, I never felt more like an old woman and when I'm sitting there trying to figure out Facebook. Like, I don't know this Facebook. What was it doing?
Let's get on the face space in the my book.
I feel like that sometimes. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you so much for liking, reviewing, and sharing us.
And don't be afraid of anything we've talked about today, because it all is purely fictional.
We're going back to that?
Well, now we're not. Now I just feel stupid. Never mind, everybody. Leslie ruined it for me forever. So,
good night.
Good night, everybody.